Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. It's a great time to live in Mississippi, and we're talking about it. Welcome to the Ricky Matthews Show on Super Talk Mississippi.
From the STMM Digital Studio, I want to welcome you to the Ricky Matthews Show, where we celebrate so many wonderful people who are working so hard to make Mississippi such a great place to live, work, and play. STMM Digital, the digital marketing arm of SuperTalk Mississippi Media, best-in-class digital capability. So if you have any frustrations in your digital world of your business, you might want to ask for a sort of best-in-class proprietary audit that STMM Digital does. I think you'll be glad you did, and get to know James Wynn. He's a terrific leader of that effort across the state. Hey, listen, I want to thank you for listening to us on Super Talk Radio, but some of you listen on Facebook or YouTube or your favorite podcast. I want to say thank you very much. In fact, I should also point out that Super Talk TV at CSpire TV across the state carries this show daily, and so we really enjoy touching people from across the state. The numbers are terrific, and we really appreciate you coming here to learn about what it takes to make the communities that make up coastal Mississippi, and then, of course, we've expanded our show on Thursdays, and we're now into the Jackson and Delta markets, and we'll be adding more days and more markets as we go forward. Want to point out to you, if you missed the conversation I had with Mayor Kenny Holloway from Ocean Springs, I really want to, especially from Ocean Springs, but you don't have to be from Ocean Springs to appreciate the work that the mayor and the council and the stakeholders of that community are working together on urban renewal efforts. They want to keep what makes Ocean Springs such a special place, such a great sense of place, but also diversify the economic base. And a lot of energy is going into that these days. But we had an hour-long conversation I think you'll enjoy. If you missed it, go back and take a look at it. It gives you a sense of what mayors go through these days and this delicate balance that they're going through to build great cities and to make sure cities reach their potential. One other thing, I noticed this morning some parents at various schools really worried about things like Snapchat and other things that are social media situations that are out there around bullying, et cetera, at some schools. And I think what's happened is with the young 13-year-old taking her own life in Ocean Springs, it's created a lot more awareness from parents about I should pay a little bit more attention to what's going on in the social media worlds of our kids. I'm amazed, to be honest with you. I see third graders and fourth graders and fifth graders with phones and social media accounts. It's really scary. And as parents, I'm amazed that parents would enable that, because the research is fundamentally important out there these days about how it's not good for developing kids. But I had a great conversation with Paige Roberts, who has been a terrific leader in the community around this subject about teen suicide and what we need to do about it, the efforts that are underway in Jackson County. And we're going to have her back and another special guest soon to talk more about it. But, go look at the conversation I had with Paige Roberts in the last few days. I think you'll be glad you did, especially if you're a parent. I think you should go pay attention, close attention, to what we talked about in that conversation. So now, without any further ado, let me move over to my friend Adele Lyons, who's the CEO of the Mississippi Gulf Coast Chamber of Commerce and a good friend, somebody I've worked in the community with for a number of years. She's a great friend to this show. How you doing, Adele?
I'm doing good this morning, Ricky. How about y'all?
We're doing great. We're doing great. Hey, listen, it is... we're almost through the hurricane season, but I have some wood here I'm going to knock on. We've been lucky. We've been very lucky, actually. And I know we got the rest of September to go. We got October to go, as Hurricane Zeta showed us. What a kick that was at the end of October. But sure would be great to make it through this hurricane season, not have to deal with any big challenges, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I was thinking about that myself the other day, and I wasn't brave enough to say it out loud. I thought it in my head. It seems like we're looking good, but boy, it's always in the back of our minds, the preparation, the community, what happens. I see folks out on Highway 90, they're picking up sand to get things ready for cruising the coast. you know, as if the fall's moving forward, but you never know. And it really makes me nervous, but I am so hopeful.
Yeah, I've heard. I talked to Pete Vaccari from Vaccari Auctions. Actually, he's going to be on my show coming up in the next few days. He was saying exactly the same thing, man. Please don't throw us any curveballs between now and cruising. Beach has never looked better. My goodness, the beach has never looked better. Highway 90 is ready to roll for cruising. The Vaccari Auctions, the number of people who have registered for that is going to be another great event at the Mississippi Gulf Coast Chamber. And Pete said that Woody told him that the registrations are going to hit records again. So, you know what, Dale, I'm not surprised, because Coastal Mississippi has so much to offer, and this secret, at least in the car community, it's no longer a secret. Folks love coming here, and they will continue to come back here.
We're getting phone calls every day, as we do, from a lot of folks coming to the area looking for places to stay, and we're getting a lot of questions about cruising, as we usually do, but it seems they started earlier this year. They're really starting to pick up phone calls, people asking what's going on, you know, about the different events. Of course, there's such a large calendar of events for cruising and things from one end of the coast to the other. It's exciting to know that people are already, and, you know, we've had such nice weather lately, you know, hope it stays that way for cruising as far as just being nice outside. We had such that hot spell there that was just, you know, scorching. So, and like you said, things are looking good. Hotels are looking good. Restaurants. It's always a fun time, and, you know, looking for folks to show up and, you know, just jam up Highway 90. Let's get them out there. Let's let them have fun. Let's let them be up and down the coast.
What I like about cruising, and it, you know, we understand this because we experience it every year. But what Rob Siegler and Woody helped me understand is that this is actually a rare event in the cruising world. Cruising events normally are not about cruising. They go out to some big field somewhere and they ooh and ah over each other's cars, etc. And what we've done here in Coastal Mississippi is not only create an event where people actually cruise in their cars, but it's an event that showcases Coastal Mississippi from one end to the other. And man, what a tailor-made event for Coastal Mississippi. And again, when you think that cruisers want to cruise, I mean, they come from around the world to attend this event. And that's such a cool thing. It's such a cool thing. Anything else on cruising before we shift gears?
No, we're just, you know, sticking by the phones. And, I mean, certainly we're not Cruise Central, so we don't have all the information. We pass folks on to Cruising the Coast when they get real specific on questions. But we just try to help folks make sure they end up in the right place and got all the details worked out before they get here.
Well, listen, you got some key events are coming up. We'll capture those in the next section. You know, one of the things you and I talk about almost every time we talk, if not every time we talk, is the importance of leadership development. I can't say enough about how important that is. And I bump into people. I have people on my show all the time who've been through Leadership Gulf Coast or the master's program with the business council, or whether it be Jackson or Hancock County. The collection of leadership development programs here in Coastal Mississippi, none, you know, obviously with specifically as it relates to you, Leadership Gulf Coast, man, we can't talk about that enough, can we?
No, as a matter of fact, our class just kicked off. They had their Get Acquainted breakfast at the end of August. We'll be heading to the opening retreat towards the end of September, the next week or so. And that's where they really bond and come together. And then we'll roll from there through the session. So we've got a good group. They're energetic. They're excited. Glad to be kicking off a new year with that group.
You never know how it's going to turn out with this collection of people and where the energy is going to take them. That's pretty. I love that part of it.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see them as they first come together. They'll get on that bus and we'll head up to Longleaf Plantation, and they're not strangers certainly, but by the end they're all just have such deep relationships that they formed and bonds that they've formed, and it's really interesting to watch, and it is interesting to see sort of who steps out as the voice, you know, who's just the different ones that take on different personalities or show their personalities, and how that just interworks together.
I've really enjoyed, you know, working with that group over a number of years. And again, you'd never know. I love just hearing what's on their mind through their questions. And, you know, we're doing
it. We kind of got you on that one.
Say it again.
We kind of got you on that one. We got an easy in to get you over to help us out on that event.
For sure. Hey, listen, when we come back on the other side, there's some really important events coming up. The State of the County is a really big event. There are many others that the chamber is involved in. I often say this is not your dad's chamber anymore. They're involved in so many different things, especially around community development. But we'll continue our conversation with Adele Lyons from the Coast Chamber. We'll see you after this break.
For Mississippi is why he's here. This is the Ricky Matthews Show on Super Talk Mississippi.
Welcome back to the Ricky Matthews Show. I have my friend Adele Lyons, who is the CEO of the Coast Chamber and a longtime friend. We've known each other a long time. We won't say how long, Adele. How's that?
Okay. I agree.
You know, I was having a conversation. In fact, you know, I had the conversation at the Florida State Southern Miss game. I went over there and had the opportunity to visit with Dr. Joe Paul. We sat together, and it wasn't a good game, that's for sure, but it was great to visit. But as you sit and talk about memories with someone like Joe Paul, it reminds you how old you are. And then you start thinking about, of course, we looked back on this week at September the 11th, 22 years ago. We start talking about her, you know, Katrina, and how long ago that was. You know, we're lucky that we have our health and that we're able to, you know, continue to give back to the community. But you the chapters that we've been around for in the Coast history is pretty significant, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, don't forget my birthday is August 29th. So whether I could forget Katrina or not, it's not happening due to that's my birthday. But yeah, I mean, you go back and look at the various things. I mean, I think back when, you know, when you were at the Sun Herald, when Roland was there, you know, going in and visit with Roland and you and John McFarland being right out there and having those conversations. And of course, family connections and through the Knight Foundation, and you know, it's been interesting. It's been fun.
It really has been. Hey, listen, the State of the County has turned into quite an event, hasn't it?
It has. So we have that coming up next week on September 19th. The good news and the bad news is it's sold out. So we've got about 450 people coming out to get an update from the Harrison County Board of Supervisor President Rebecca Powers, talking about what's happening at the county level, how the county works with the different cities and different projects they have going. And so that's always interesting to hear. You know, you kind of pay attention to your own backyard, which for many of us is in the city, so our city councils. But the Board of Supervisors play a big role in lots of different things that happen on their level that we certainly want to, as a business community and as citizens, want to keep in touch with. So that's a great event as well.
Who's your speaker?
But Rebecca Powers, as the board president, will give that update and of what's happening. And of course, they get input from all the various departments, which I think people kind of forget that there's everything from, you know, Sand Beach that falls under the county, you know, tourism bit, the Harrison County Development Commission. I mean, so many different things at a county level. So that's always a lot of good information of what's happening there.
Yeah, I had heard you say Rebecca initially. I just wasn't, for some reason, yeah, I thought you also had a featured speaker.
The president gives the presentation. Yeah.
Well, that's good. It's good that, you know, people, hey, it's a reminder that the work the county does is incredibly important to the quality of life, to economic development, to so much here in coastal Mississippi. So we're going to always stay focused on that. But so you got some other events coming up. Tell me about those.
Well, we have on October 3rd, so a little ways out, we have Congressman Ezell will be in town. That is the week of cruising, but we'll be on Tuesday morning, so it's early before all the cruisers get out on the roads. And he'll also be giving us an update. There's, you know, certainly he's in recess, and so he'll be here on the coast giving an update. That's going to be over at the community college. And just, you know, it's always good, too, to hear what's going on from that federal level of what's happening. So we're excited about that. That's filling up as well.
And then CYP's got a special guest coming.
Yeah, we just got this nailed down yesterday. The Koshung Professionals, Governor Reeves, is going to come and give a presentation. Now, as always, we say that's not just for the young professionals. It's for the young at heart, which means you can be a little bit older and still come and participate. I think it's important to have some more seasoned community folks in that room also with the young professionals, because we got to work together in that transition. And these folks are up and coming. We got other folks that are kind of holding down the fort right now. But he's going to talk about building a legacy in the state of Mississippi and why staying here in Mississippi for your career, for your family, what's available to our young professionals. So that should be, we just got that going yesterday, and we've already got a handful of people signed up. So it's going to be interesting to hear what the governor has to say to these up-and-comers. And that's October 13th.
October 13th. Speaking of Coach Young Professionals, Kelly Devine has moved on to pursue other opportunities in her life. That always creates opportunities for you and your staff. So how's the staff doing?
Everybody's doing great. We just wrapped up Seafood Festival last week, which was a one-day event down at the Town Green. So lots of the staff were down there making sure that that's rolling. We've got Sydney Ray, who's been with our staff for about a year, who's taken over for the Coach Young Professionals and for the Leadership Gulf Coast program that you talked about. You know, so we've got, we actually have an opening. We've got some interviews coming up to get a new person on board with us. So if anybody's interested in joining a pretty energetic organization, let us know. But, you know, as we move towards the end of the year, we're already jumping into calendar planning for 2024. So for the chamber staff, there's really, you know, no rest. There's a little bit of a break and a little bit of a breather there towards the end of the year, but we still have several events to go. Our pre-legislative briefing will be coming up in late November, where we have our Coast delegation talk about what we think we're going to see, what's going to be happening as we move into the legislative session. And I will tell you that we do have a date for the Gulf Coast legislative reception up in Jackson. It's going to be on January 3rd. So we need folks to go ahead and get there on that on their calendars to come up on that Wednesday night. I know it's early, right after the holiday, but when the session starts, we got to be there as the Coast, letting folks in Jackson know that, you know, we're there, we've got some things going on. We want to keep an eye on what's happening in Jackson, and that's a great way to do it. So that's been a long time event that's continuing.
So we're recording this on Wednesday morning. Excuse me, on Tuesday morning. It's going to play on Wednesday morning, and you're headed to the groundbreaking for Bucky's. And I have to admit to you, I on my way to Tallahassee to the Southern Miss game, I went to Bucky's for the first time. We passed it several times, but when the family reunion's in Destin, usually it's packed, and we don't try to work our way through there. I was blown away with what we're going to be getting there in Pascrishan. It's exciting, really, isn't it?
It is. It's almost like a department store on the side of the interstate to some degree, because there's a little bit of everything there. You know, they're kind of known for the cleanest bathrooms on the interstate. So many food options. They've really got a formula that works. It's really become almost a destination. You can't get in and out of there in 5 minutes for sure. You're going to wander around and look at things. So this is really like a new destination coming in that people will stop there. There's so much infrastructure happening there in Pascrishan. I mean, we're allowing ourselves some extra time to get over just because of the traffic that we expect. You know, one day there was a bridge at Minge Avenue on the interstate. The next day it's gone, and we're building something bigger and better to accommodate that. It's going to have the most gas pumps of, you know, any of the Buc-ee's that they have. So just huge. And of course, they're very well known for their pay. They really treat their employees well and have pretty high pay scales. So, and, you know, it's a couple years down the road. They've got to get all those tanks in the ground. So it's quite a production from a construction standpoint. But it's something people are excited about. And I think it's going to, when it opens, it's really going to be a big to-do.
74,000 square foot facility, and you said the most gas pumps, 120 fueling positions, 120, and then 24 EV charging stations. Wow, that's incredible. And by the way, it's not a truck stop. They don't accommodate truckers. So it's all, you know, it's cars, people coming in from all over the place. And,
you know, everybody wants their picture with the Buc-ee statue or if the mascot is there, and you see people with the T-shirts. It's really kind of a, you know, it's a department store / souvenir shop / you know, almost Walmart. It's got a little bit of everything that you could possibly need. I often wonder when you go there, there's a big like crawfish cooker pot. Who's buying that and fitting it in their car going down the interstate? I mean, I don't have any room left when we're going somewhere.
Yeah. It's incredible. It's incredible what they're building, and whoever had vision for doing this and said we can do it on this scale and be successful. It's crazy. And I know the Harrison County Development Commission has worked really hard on this, and our supervisors have worked really hard on it. And people say who don't know much about Buc-ee's who might say, for a gas station, you're spending all that time for a gas station. Well, you're about to see what we're talking about here. Huge, huge tax driver. It's going to be a very big deal for sure. I'll tell you what, I'm going to save that question for the next time you and I chat. We'll get back together in 3 or 4 weeks and just continue to catch up. But we've had this opportunity to visit with Adele on a regular basis, and today is no exception. I really enjoyed visiting with you.
Good to see you, Ricky. Thanks so much.
You bet. This has been Adele Lyons from the Mississippi Gulf Coast Chamber of Commerce. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. We'll see you after this.
Mississippi Media Production.